So this is part two of state of mind and performance. So he can see all of that, and he can also see that how he's handling things now is directly impacted by his improved quality of thinking, or his improved state of mind, including how he is handling the fact that he is responsible for lack of performance and for the way things are. So it doesn't concern him, or it doesn't eat away at him that he's to blame, or if he'd have performed better, things would be different now, and so on. He just accepts that, oh, well, actually, I can see that there's a correlation between the way I was and my performance and the knock-on effect this has had. And because now he's in a much higher state of mind and a much more has much more clarity of thinking, he's able to deal with that effectively and get really good outcomes. So I really liked this case study, if you like, for a couple of reasons. One is for somebody to have moved from a state of depression and general unhappiness with life and with and could see only despair, could not see a way out, could not see a way of life improving, to move to a state of underlying joy and gratitude for that underlying joy. And because of the way he could actually correlate performance and the way he was. And finally, I think also because there is an absolute acknowledgement that life happens, that there will be ups and downs, that there will be times when he has low thought, that he has occasionally still woken up in the middle of the night with anxiety, but that that's okay, that he's still okay, and that those things pass. So I thought I'd share that with you. I hope you've enjoyed that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Thank you for your attention.